Dr. Pinsky with a mail. I am in Fausto, F-A-U-S-T-O, Magia, M-E-G, M-E-J-I-A. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Magia as described in my report of 9-2-21. Pretty's now a 58-year-old male who again describes he was injured at work on 10-21-19. Pretty, this involved his shoulder, head, legs, and hand, for which he went to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery on his finger. Period. Since evaluated here, he was seen by Dr. Ponzio and had more conservative treatment, but no additional surgical procedures. Per the paragraph, per the record supplied, he received an order approving settlement on 1-20-22. Period, he reopened his claim on 3-18-22. Period. He signed an affidavit on 1-25-22. Period. He also answered reopener derogatories on 3-18-22. The only substantive answer was he claims his left shoulder and right hand condition have gotten progressively worse. But he also worked for Stockton College as a kitchen supervisor since January of 2022. Period. New paragraph. He did undergo a need for treatment evaluation with Dr. Ponzio on 5-9-20, period. He noted the subject event of 10-21-19 and his interim treatment, period. Dr. Ponzio gave diagnostic impressions of unrelated headache, related slash resolved left shoulder contusion, left hip pain with no intrinsic injury on exam, left hand ring finger traumatic mallet finger deformity, surgically corrected without ongoing complaints, parentheses, related slash resolved, close parentheses, period. He also opined about the need for treatment, period, in terms of the head. His complaints were not established as related, so did not need treatment relative to it, period. In terms of the left shoulder, he concluded there was no need for further testing, surgery, or injections, and he had reached maximum medical improvement. Period, the left small finger. He did not offer any complaints. I'm sorry, at the mallet finger, for the mallet finger, he offered no complaints about the ring finger. Period, no further testing, therapy, surgery, or injections were needed, and he reached maximum medical improvement. Period, in terms of the left hip x-rays, there were no issues with the left hip joint, and exam was not remarkable. Period, overall, he concluded further treatment was not needed. Period. New paragraph on 1-9-23, Dr. Ponzio again performed a need for treatment evaluation. Period. He observed another orthopedic group, recommended repeat cortisone injections, and diagnosed him with a partial tear of the rotator cuff, bursitis, and shoulder contusion. Period, the updated physical exam was different than his exam on 5-9-22, 5 months earlier. Period. He reviewed the 11-7-20 left shoulder MRI to be inserted here. Period. He explained the MRI revealed unrelated findings of AC joint arthritis, fraying of the supraspinatus, fraying of the posterior superior labrum, and rotator cuff, subscapularis, tendinosis. Despite the denial of pre-existing symptoms, Mr. Mejia had pre-existing conditions. Paired exam was dramatically worsened relative to that done only 5 months before. Paired, although both exams were consistent in Hawkins impingement sign, from review of the updated report, it seems that Mr. Mejia had a more dramatic response with the Hawkins sign. Paired, since he had a prior positive response to a steroid injection, it was reasonable to recommend repeating injection and consider this as related to the work incident. Period. New paragraph. Dr. Ponzio began treatment of him on 125/23. When a corticosteroid injection was administered, period, he cleared Mr. Mejia to work full time and full duty. He followed up every 4 weeks and was last seen on 3/24/23. Period. He was advised to continue building rotator cuff strength with resistive exercises and to discontinue medicine. Period. He was at maximum medical improvement and could return to work. Paired forward flexion was 160 degrees, abduction 165 degrees, external rotation 70 degrees with internal rotation between T8 and T10. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed callus formation on the hands. Paired, there was healed surgical scarring about the right volar thumb and fifth finger along its radial aspect. Paired. Underline this, need to check if he had portal scars from the shoulder surgery when I previously examined him, and if he had the mallet finger at that point. He was tender anteriorly at the left shoulder, but there was none on the right. Hands wrist elbows normal, shoulders normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal. Impressions on 10/21/19. Fausto Mejia was injured at work, as marked in my prior report. Paired, since evaluated here, he received an order approving settlement and then reopened his claim. Paired, he had a repeat need for treatment evaluation with Dr. Ponzio on 1/9/23, who had previously performed one on 5/9/20. Paired, after which Dr. Ponzio treated him for a brief period of time with a cortisone injection to the shoulder with improvement. Paired, new paragraph, the current examination found there to be full range of motion about the left shoulder without crepitus or tenderness. Paired, provocative maneuvers at the shoulder were also negative. Paired, in comparing my current evaluation with that performed previously, there has not been a significant objective progression for the worst to a material degree. Paired, accordingly, my assessment of permanency remains the same and will be inserted as marked.